This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour of the program here. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You want to weigh in on your theory surrounding the Nord Stream 2 pipeline sabotage. Was it Joe Biden making good on his promise from earlier this year that he was going to take out Nord Stream 2? If Russia invaded Ukraine, or was it Russia doing it to itself, attacking its own $20 billion pipeline? Because, I don't know. The theory, I guess, would be that they want to punish the European Union, but they could have just done that by not selling them the gas in it. So it doesn't make sense to blow it up. But, you know, you're welcome to share your thoughts here. Also, we're getting into credit card debt as an issue. I don't recommend getting into credit card debt, but a lot of Americans have. And Bonnie's going to tell us a little bit more about that coming up. But first, Major Payne is on the line. Go ahead, Major, in Michigan.
Hey, as far as the credit card debt, I learned long ago you need to never spend more than you got in your pocket. The only credit card that I was ever even tempted to get would have been a gas card.
Mm-hmm.
So
because you know you're going to spend that. That's a good point.
Yeah, I carry no debt. My house is paid for. My trucks are paid for. And it ain't nobody. I don't owe anybody a damn thing but respect.
It's a good feeling, isn't it, Major?
To live without debt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have an electric bill. I live off panels and batteries.
That's nice. Great. That's great.
Awesome. Very cool. I've always had a credit card, but just to quote-unquote build credit, right? So, like, I always pay that bill as soon as it comes in. I never miss a payment. And, you know, I think that has helped over the years, making sure I have a good credit score. Because every now and then you do need a credit score to do a thing, like get a home loan or something like that. And so it does help.
Well, I reckon God smiled upon me because I came into 13.5 acres. That was the guy was going through a divorce. He was 6 months behind on his payments, 3 years behind on his taxes. And he had it like halfway paid off. So I picked this up for $1,000 an acre. I've had it paid off for 20 years. And I have never had to pull but one bank loan, and that was just because on the precept you were talking about, trying to build a credit score.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a huge truck on payments once.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Did your parents teach you financial responsibility?
No, my mother and father went through a divorce, and Ma supported us all. Dad was, he was right-minded, but he was broke. Mm-hmm. He was broken heart. And it was all of his own damn doing, but that's a whole other story. We could take up a half an hour with that one.
When do you think you picked up your idea that you should never, or that you shouldn't live beyond your means?
Well, it's because I had, for a long time, had to support two and three children and had basically little means. And, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
So you just learned it through necessity is what you're saying.
Exactly. Same way I learned French. You can't afford somebody to fix your old crusty truck. Well, you better damn well learn how to do it yourself.
100%.
Thank you, Major Payne, for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160, should you wish to weigh in on credit card debt. My parents taught me to be frugal. You know, that was just something that was always a thing in our household. I did have an allowance when I was young, but it was for doing work. I was, you know, I did certain chores, like take the trash out or whatever, and, you know, I get 50 cents a week or something like that. And so when I wanted something, I remember in the 1980s, I wanted to get a Nintendo, the original Nintendo Entertainment System. I really wanted one. My parents wouldn't buy it for me. They said, you got to buy it with your own money. So, you know, they taught me the value of saving way, way back. And I'm certainly grateful that they did. They didn't say, oh, yeah, we'll just put it on our credit card and you can have it now. No, the idea was you could only have a thing when you could afford to buy that thing.
My dad also taught me to be frugal, and I've shown multiple people, like my friends my age, those little stickers on the price tags on things in multiple different stores that show you how much it is per ounce or whatever, and then you can compare which one is the best deal, and they were just like, wow, never knew that, and I just remember my dad showing me it, so that's what I mean, I always look at those things.
How could you not know that? It's right in front of your face.
Why, it's there.
Yeah.
Because it's much smaller than the big number, I guess.
Well, even with that, you still have to be careful because sometimes they change the per thing
on the ounces.
Per quart instead of per ounce.
Right,
or
so you got to make sure you're comparing apples to apples. But that said, so Bonnie, you're sharing with us a story about Americans and credit card debt. Apparently, were you saying that it's gotten worse after COVID, or it's just worse due to inflation? I mean, obviously inflation's up due to the government's printing money out regarding, using COVID as the excuse.
It's up 10% from 2021.
Okay, that's something.
59% of Americans who earn less than $50,000 a year carry a credit card balance from month to month. Then in those that earn from $50,000 to $80,000, 49% carry credit card debt from month to month.
Okay.
And 46% of the people who earn $80,000 to $100,000 a year. So,
wow.
Most Americans.
Significant, yeah. It sounds like most, yeah, for sure.
The article says, this is a serious problem for many families. Quote, it's even harder to get out of debt when it's spending on necessities that got you into that position in the first place. CreditCards.com analyst Ted Rossman told CBS, these expenses aren't easily avoided.
Right, yeah, it's one thing if you're getting into debt for, you know, frivolous things like going to Disney World or, you know, getting a new car or something like that, things that you don't necessarily need to do. You can make cuts and get rid of the daily trip to Starbucks or whatever it is that, you know, is adding to your monthly
budget. The Willie Nelson chia head.
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah, I got one. Put it on a credit card.
Yeah, so those are things you can cut out, but you can't cut out going to the grocery store. Unless you can grow all your own food and slaughter your own animals, right? Like, most people can't cut out certain necessities in life. You've got to have electricity. You know, there's certain things that you need to have. And so that's what they're saying. People are putting these necessities on credit cards.
Yep. Because, this article that they're quoting from CBS is blaming it on inflation. There's multiple reasons why prices are going up anyway. Supply chain issues and inflation.
Mm-hmm.
It says Americans now owe $887 billion in credit card debt. That's up 13% from 2021.
Well, it's interesting because when I was looking around, I was digging, you know, for other statistics regarding credit card debt and looking at stories from, like, 2021, what was seen was that there was actually a downtrend. It was like 16%. Americans' credit card debt, total credit card debt, was down like 16%. So apparently now it's on the a tick back up.
Wow. When was it going down?
Apparently just before 2021.
Okay. So it's credit card debt is nothing to sneeze at. Because of the way it's structured, it can quickly become exorbitantly expensive and ultimately cost much more than the original purchases.
Sure.
If you can't buy the thing outright, you're going to have to pay the interest on it. Credit card debt accumulates when you don't pay off your credit card in full by the end of each billing cycle, NationalDebtRelief.com explains. When the balance is carried over to the next billing period, interest accrues in the form of an annual percentage rate. APR is the percent of interest charged on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers, and it compounds. This means that interest grows on top of interest, and the longer you take to pay off a debt, the more you'll owe.
And aren't some credit cards as high as like 10, 12, 13% interest rates?
I mean, store cards are like worse than a general credit card most of the time.
It really depends on what your credit rating is, too. Mm-hmm. You know?
thanks to inflation eroding their paychecks and sending their expenses skyrocketing, many American families are finding themselves facing this potential scenario. And it's important to remember that this isn't some abstract economic phenomenon. The federal government caused inflation through its reckless fiscal and monetary policies during the pandemic.
And are still, right? Like, it wasn't like they just did some inflation and they called it a day. It's continuing, and they keep spending. They keep printing money into circulation. That money chases the same or smaller amount of goods. Prices go up, and people's paychecks are not rising at the same rate. There's more.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. You can join the show. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Me and Bonnie and Matt in the studio here tonight. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bullion Max. BullionMax.com/FTL to go and get gold backs from Bullion Max. Bullion Max, certainly well aware of the economic difficulties that people are facing, and savvy investors, they say, are diversifying into gold and silver with BullionMax.com. You can buy direct from BullionMax.com without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metals will ship fully insured directly to your home. So if you do have some money that you can afford to, you know, potentially lose, although gold and silver have been historically very successful against inflation, you can buy some gold and silver. And gold backs, of course, are making gold useful again. If you've never seen the gold back, you really ought to go check it out. Go to bullionmax.com/FTL. They are beautiful, interchangeable gold money that you can actually carry in your wallet. And I do. And I use it around town here in our Keene, New Hampshire, where multiple businesses accept the gold back. They're incredibly popular and widely accepted at freedom-friendly businesses. So go and learn more and get yours at gold or at bullionmax.com/FTL. And, of course, they've got more than just the gold back. Gold backs are for people that are wanting to use gold in commerce, buying things, paying people with them,
but I still think
them.
Buying like a set and holding on to them is a good idea because they're so cool. They might go up in value more than dollars. I mean, more than, well, definitely more than dollars, but
well, right now,
more than
the price
gold.
Of gold's going down. So you actually, it's a pretty good time, in my opinion. I'm no financial advisor, but if I were you, in fact, we are looking into buying some gold backs right now, but, you know, price of gold's down compared
to the last few
months.
The, if you pay attention to the gold and silver markets, the precious metal markets, their prices are always depressed way below what they actually should be.
Oh,
And, you know, I think if you look at places like eBay selling, you know, gold, you're always going to find that it's selling in real life much higher than what the spot price says it should be.
Yeah, you can't get spot. It's impossible.
Yeah, you can't get spot. Spot prices are based on a bunch of contracts that, you know, promises to pay and promises delivered and so forth, and nobody ever actually delivers anything, and so it's much cheaper.
And is that like unheard of in other markets? Like that doesn't make sense to me for Bitcoin. It wouldn't be like, oh, it's impossible to get Bitcoin at spot price.
Get Bitcoin at spot if you find someone who's willing to, you know, desperate to sell. And that's true of gold and silver as well.
Right.
If somebody's super desperate, they need cash, then, yeah, they'll price it cheaper than what they would otherwise.
But it's just not, like, unheard of to get Bitcoin at the price that it says it's at.
It's maybe a lot easier to get Bitcoin. I mean, even if you were to go on an exchange, you're still paying above that price because the exchange charges you a fee as well.
Right.
But, yeah, you're more likely to get Bitcoin because it's just more available. It's more liquid. There are multiple places you can get Bitcoin from. Gold and silver, it's a little trickier. You've got to physically get your hands on it. And
so all I'm asking, though, is, like, is that what Matt was describing really, like, unique to gold and silver?
I don't think there are any real derivatives markets for Bitcoin or cryptocurrency yet. There may come a time where people are writing options and things like that and delivery contracts and so forth for cryptocurrencies. I don't really see the need for it. Suckers born every minute. Somebody will come up with something. I don't think that really exists at this point. Not that I know of, anyway.
Is there anything else to compare it to? Like, I don't know. I'm just wondering if the government's doing something to gold.
It's not just the government. It's a whole bunch. It's bankers. They have artificially been depressing the price of gold and silver
for a very
long time. I used to read a guy named on Kitco.com. There's a precious metals website called Kitco.com, and it's basically a current market tracker type website. And one of the writer's name was Ted Butler. And Ted Butler wrote extensively about the manipulation, the insane levels of manipulation in the gold and silver market.
How long ago was that?
I bought my first silver in 2004. And I bought it, I think I paid $4.28 an ounce.
It's still happening. As I understand it, Bonnie, the way it works is this. These big bankers or these investment houses or whoever it is that will sell you quote-unquote gold or quote-unquote silver.
Or the certificates.
Where you buy it, but you don't get it. All you get is a certificate. So the certificate says, you, Bonnie, own 1 ounce of gold.
And it's stored in the Geneva vault.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
And we have it under lock and key, and, you know, good luck getting it.
Doesn't exist.
And
that's
so
what is pushing up these prices?
No, it pushes them down.
Pushing them down?
And the reason why it pushes them down is because there's no limit to the amount of gold that they can sell on paper.
Right.
So they can sell gold they don't actually own. And so, therefore, they are artificially increasing the quote-unquote supply of, in this case, paper gold that's not actually real gold.
Yeah.
At least that's the theory, and there's a lot of interesting claims that sort of back this theory.
So right after, I just said that I bought my first silver, I think it was 2004, and I paid $4.28 an ounce for it.
Damn.
Right after, like literally right after I bought all that silver, I spent like, I didn't have a whole lot of money at the time, but I spent a good chunk of what I had because I thought it was important to have, you know.
Yeah.
So right after I bought mine, Warren Buffett came into the market and bought 128,000 ounces and wanted delivery.
Mm-hmm. Of silver?
It caused of silver. And it caused a huge problem. He bought his at like $5.05 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And it caused a massive problem that clearly, like I watched it happen in real time. It got quieted down. So they delivered like 20,000 ounces, but leased the people who sold it to him leased the rest from him so that they could loan it out to make enough money to get physical to give him. It was like so convoluted.
So obviously
it was clear that all of the silver they sold him didn't even exist.
Wow, that's really crazy.
There's only so much gold and silver above ground in reality.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, like all of the gold in existence that is mined and refined and above ground and melted down and cleaned, someone showed me like a diagram of a block, like an actual solid block. If it was poured into all gathered together and poured into one block, the block would be like the size of one average house.
Whoa.
And that's, there's way less in existence than people think there actually is.
That's crazy.
And the interesting thing is silver is way more difficult to mine and has more use cases than gold does. So silver technically should be a more valuable precious metal than gold is.
But it just doesn't have that shine.
It doesn't have shine.
Just so people know, the gold backs are not gold certificates. Somebody on Twitter was arguing with me about that. He's like, yeah, but you don't want those certificates. You want the real thing. I was like, this is real gold.
It is the real thing. They're real gold. Yeah, gold backs are real gold.
By the way, when you mentioned the crypto derivatives, it made me think I'd heard of that before, and I've never been on this website, this FTX, but I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah, okay, that sounds like a derivatives market. It sounds like somebody's selling options on crypto there.
Yeah, they call themselves the Cryptocurrency Derivatives Exchange. That is what it is called. I don't know anything about derivatives. I don't know what that means, but that's what it is. The guy that runs the site gets a lot of press. He's like this big name in crypto. He's one of these people that's all about promoting himself, and he is a big time like leftist supporter. Apparently he supports leftist politicians.
These people make no sense.
Yeah, so just beware of that, but there is such a thing apparently. More coming up here. 603-283-6160. I got some statistics on credit card debt. We're gonna dig a little bit deeper.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News.
An extreme wind warning is in effect for parts of southwest Florida. National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated extreme winds associated with the eyewall of Hurricane Ian. The winds were moving onshore over Charlotte County Airport. The National Weather Service also said it is a, quote, extremely dangerous and life-threatening situation, end quote, urging people to move inside and treat these intermittent extreme winds as, quote, if a tornado was approaching, end quote. The Georgia State Election Board revealed that the board has asked the FBI to participate in an ongoing criminal investigation into the voting system breach in Coffee County because of similarities between what happened there and incidents in other states. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
If you want to join us here, whether you want to talk about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline sabotage or credit card debt, maybe it's something that you struggled with in the past and you've defeated your credit card debt and you want to talk about your strategy, how you got out of it. Because according to the statistics, the average American cardholder currently, as of quarter one of 2022, has over $5,700 in credit card debt. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, though. Let's go to the phones. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you.
How about you, Sarah? Do you have a credit card?
No, all I have is a debit card. I don't want a credit card to be in debt. I cannot afford it on my budget.
You've got a debit card provided by the government, though, right? It's like an EBT card?
No, it's from the bank.
Oh, you actually have a bank. You actually have a bank account.
Right, it goes into direct deposit. It's operated by the bank, but it's a debit card.
I see.
So the government puts free money into your bank account, and then you spend out of the bank account on your credit on your debit card.
Well, at least she's not also getting
something like that.
At least she's not also getting a credit card, spending above her means.
I don't want a credit card.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't. Yeah, because the all that mess that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I just called in because we got more medians in the streets now, along with where the
tourists are. You know, if I was paying a company to build the roads, I would really want there to be medians, because that's how, just like it started raining, the person driving the car switched into the next lane, and then suddenly the car I was driving in, or not driving, riding in 2017, went into oncoming traffic, and it's 60 miles an hour there. It should have a median.
So you're saying that road did not have a median?
It does now.
That would have helped?
Probably. Maybe like a concrete one.
You think that would have just gotten the attention of the other driver before an accident happened? Is that the idea?
No, you would just not be able to go into the other lanes.
I mean, you can jump up over a median.
How high is it? What you're talking about, that median, is it 3 feet high? I mean, how fast were they going? What kind of road?
Most medians are like maybe 6 inches high.
No, you're thinking of like the ones with like the grass and stuff. But there's also those concrete...
Like the
wall
barrier?
The barrier.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's not.
Those are the ones that when they're going like 40 miles per hour and they're doing 60, those are the ones with the concrete medians that you're talking about. But the ones that I'm talking about is the 6-8 inch one with the, like, kind of like 8 foot wide. And
yeah, they just kind of rise up a little bit. They're not. You could roll over the top of this fairly easily.
Yeah, but if you're only going, if it's only like 35 mile an hour road, it's probably good enough.
Well, the problem is that many of the roads here do not have that. It's got that, what is it, the solid line outside. And then the broken line on the inside, which is yellow, that means that any car could pull in and turn a left, turn a right, or make a U-E. So in other words, if somebody's not paying attention, any car could just pull in and hit each other, trying to turn a left or a right.
I've seen lots of roads like that, and it always makes me nervous. I'm like, you got to make sure when you're going into the turning lane in the middle. Oh, you mean like a suicide lane? Oh, yeah, those are even scarier. Because it's like anyone can go in at the same time if they're not paying attention.
As long as people are paying attention, it's totally fine. I mean, to me, like, there's a part in Keene on the main street where there's a median, a fairly wide one, and it makes it so you cannot turn into the businesses that are on the other side of the street. Instead, you have to go all the way down the street to a roundabout, and then the roundabout kind of swings you around. And
yeah, but the other thing is, that's like a... You can also just park anywhere and get to anywhere and... In the downtown Keene.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like a 60-mile-an-hour road, you want something in between you and the other car, I feel like.
So you're on Sarah's side, honestly.
Well, not Sarah's side, that she wants the government to buy a bunch of medians, but I'm just saying if I was designing a road.
Sarah is the foremost expert at this, though. Mm-hmm. And I just want to point out that on August 24th, 2022, we are 1 month and a few days past the one-month anniversary of Sarah receiving the 22 years as a pedestrian diploma. Sarah from New Mexico, never hit by a car, not even once.
Well, good luck, Sarah. Thank you for the call tonight.
Why is it only 22 years? Isn't she way older than that?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I'm not sure. Maybe she got hit by a car 23 years ago, and, you know, who knows? But who knows what caused all this Sarah and traffic business?
The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. To get back into credit cards, though, and I guess credit to Sarah for being at least financially responsible enough to not get into credit card debt, even though she does live off of the, others' productivity.
She doesn't seem like an idiot to me. She doesn't seem stupid.
She seems quite good at taking advantage of the system. She's learned a lot about it. She knows the ins and the outs of it. So, according to MoneyGeek.com, average credit card debt in America in 2022 is $5,769 for the average card holder. Now, remember, that's probably more than one card. They may have one card, two cards, three cards. So the total amount of debt that person has in quarter one of this year was $5,769. Now, older folks over 75 have the highest debt with over $8,100 on average. Those under 35 had the least at $3,700. Curiously, Alaska has the highest credit card debt per person. And then similar to what you were saying earlier, Bonnie, Americans in the 60th to to almost 80th annual income percentile were the most likely to carry debt. Approximately 57% of individuals in that income bracket have credit card debt. And also curiously, white Americans had the highest average debt per person of any racial group at $6,900, while those who identified as black or African American had the lowest at $3,900.
The most people in the United States on welfare are white people.
Yeah, do you think that are black Americans more likely to be less trusting of banks? I wonder why it would be that such a large discrepancy. I mean, we're talking about a $3,000 per person average discrepancy there between whites and black credit card holders.
Maybe banks are less likely to give black people loans. Maybe there's some racism in that institution.
Could be, but I mean, in that case, it's working in their favor because having
high five to them. Yeah,
less credit card debt is definitely a good thing. I mean, that stuff is it's making life difficult on folks, as Bonnie was pointing out here, especially as the prices of everything is going up. People's financial habits haven't gotten better, so now people are making, quote unquote, more, but in reality, it doesn't buy as much
right.
as it used to. So your $15 an hour job today isn't enough to get by. Remember the whole fight for 15?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here it is. How's that looking for you?
Didn't work, did it? I mean, didn't we say that wasn't going to work?
Yeah, we said that. Because minimum wage is just economic nonsense.
I was always trying to explain that to my sister, that if she elected Bernie and then we got $15 an hour minimums, it wouldn't be like having $15 an hour back in 2015 when I was explaining this to her.
Nope.
It would be like everything would go up in price and your money wouldn't buy as much.
Exactly. And now it's even worse because they've been inflating the money supply, just adding money to the supply, which of course brings prices up. And of course that always happens before wages trail it. So prices go up. And then people who are, employers realize they've got to start paying their employees more. They're going to lose them to the employers who are willing to pay them some more. So you do see an increase in wages as inflation is rising, but it always is slower. The wage raises come later. You know, it might be 6 months after price has gone up before you finally get some sort of raise. And even then, it's still not going to be enough to keep your standard of living where it was before the inflation really started to hit hard.
Right, you'll perpetually be chasing that.
So, of course, you combine that fact with the fact that Americans are terrible with money. And so, of course, you're going to have people putting more of the life's necessities on a credit card. And, how many of them are actually changing their habits? That's what you're going to have to do if you want to get out of debt.
Probably the ones that are running out of credit are starting to realize they need to change their habits, like, immediately.
Out of pure necessity?
Pure necessity.
The number here is 603-283-6160. And maybe you've done that. Maybe you have changed your habits. How did you accomplish it? Did you sit down and, create a budget for yourself? Look at what you're actually spending? That's usually the first step. But if you want to weigh in here and share your experience, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Program here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Matt. Of course, if you bring us anything you want to talk about, we've been talking about credit card debt. Americans still struggling with close to $6,000 on average, about $5,700 and some per credit card person, right? So a person with a credit card may have more than one, so the total amount that they've got is about $5,800 in the United States. And it's different by state. Some states are worse than others. Alaska apparently is the worst for people with credit card debt. According to CNBC.com, in a story published yesterday, they're looking at the delinquency rates of people with credit card debt. And
does that mean just people who stop paying?
People who are behind, right? So people who are not paid up, according, or maybe it is people who stop paying. That's a good question. What is a delinquency rate on a credit card? Delinquency rates, oh, here it is, the portion of payments late 90 days or more. Okay, so not somebody who's just, you know, a month behind, but somebody who's more than 90 days behind is up to 5.32%. From the 5.16% in the prior quarter. So that number's going up according to this.
That's when it hits your credit score. So imagine you get...
Is that right, after 90 days?
It's either 90 or 30. But either way, imagine you get a credit card just because you're like, oh, I want to get a good credit score and I'll take care of it. Then you go crazy with it. Mm-hmm. Then it's hurting your credit score because you're a delinquent.
Yep. There's a responsible way to use credit cards, and then there's the way that irresponsible people do it. The responsible way is, well, only put things on there that you need to. Like, okay, you're going to buy gasoline, right? So you put that on the credit card,
and then just make sure you've saved enough money at the end of the month to pay that bill.
Yep.
Right. You have to be aware of how much money that you have so you don't go beyond your means. So you know, you have to pay attention to that. And credit cards are not for people who aren't paying attention. And the problem with it is, one of the problems with credit cards is they encourage people to not pay attention. And the guy from Goldback actually made this point at the speech that he gave. It's on the Free State Projects channel.
At Porcfest?
At the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He gave this, you know, it was a 50-minute speech, and it was very, very good. And one of the things he pointed out was that young people today do not understand money in the same way that maybe, Matt, you and I might have been raised to understand money. Bonnie, you seem to have been raised by fiscally responsible parents, so you get it, where maybe some of your classmates or whatever are completely clueless about this. They have, from, you know, as old as they, from whatever age they were able to take care of their own finances, have never had the reason to spend cash. They've always had things like credit cards in their hands or debit cards or whatever, where when you go and you pay for something, you just swipe this magical plastic thing, and then item comes to you, right? Like, there's no, even though you're losing something out of an account, you don't see it happening, you don't feel it happening, you're not actually having to take something out of your wallet and have that go away. It's not, you know, that experience of actually spending something.
I don't know if that's a
there.
Big deal, though, because you could argue the kind of the same psychology being at work when people started carrying checkbooks everywhere with them. They weren't actually spending cash. I'm just writing on this piece of paper, and then I get the thing.
I think you could make that same argument. Absolutely.
And my mom gives me flack.
Bad checks were a big problem.
Totally. Oh, yeah. You know, and my mom gives me flack because I've never written a check in my life. I don't need... I turned 47. I've never had a checkbook.
That's
I don't
amazing.
Know how to write it. That's what people say. You know, the Keene dump requires checks. You're not allowed to spend cash at the Keene dump.
That's right. Which is so weird. Why can't you spend cash?
Weird.
I understand, like, the cards.
I think somebody must have stolen a bunch of money out of their till at one point, and they don't want to go back to it.
So you've never been to the dump, then?
No. I had, like, four tires I wanted to get rid of, and they were, like, $5 a tire, and I think I used some money because I threw it on the last load that you shipped up there with the boys. So
I had to write checks, like, at my first job because I rented a house from the government, and they would only take a check. It was so annoying.
Well, there's people who write bad checks on purpose.
Because I lived on a military base, by the way.
Because of check fraud. Like, they want to take advantage of somebody. But then there's people who just write bad checks because they just don't know how much money they have in their account. So,
right.
Yeah, I think you could make that same argument because it's the same situation. It's just the credit card's even easier.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to write anything. It's faster, right? It's even less of a transaction as far as it taking any amount of time or you feeling as though. I mean, even at least with the check, you're losing the check.
I know.
You know? You don't get that back.
Whenever I did have cash, I mean, I almost never have cash anymore, but every time I have cash, it feels like you don't want to let go of it. And you don't think that way when you're spending the same amount of money.
Right.
And, you know, I think now that you're saying that, I think that holds true for cryptocurrency, too.
Yes.
On the positive side. You know, when you have your whole wallet in your hand, you can see your whole balance in your hand, and you send a little bit to somebody, it adds more value to what's in there. And when you see the number went down because you just had to have a Willie Nelson head chia pet, you know, then you start to say, should I have spent that cryptocurrency on Willie Nelson chia head?
Right, yeah. At least with crypto, you see your balance before you, or you can, right? Some wallets will allow you to obscure it so the cashier doesn't see it or whatever. But you can easily see your balance before and after the transaction.
You can see all your transactions if you open up that coin. So when you're going through there, if I see a bunch of reds and not enough greens, you know, when I see those red transactions, that's money I sent. If I see green ones, it makes me happy because it's money coming in.
Right. So if you're not fiscally responsible, you really shouldn't have a credit card.
Yeah, don't.
You know, maybe you can train yourself with a, what do they call them? There's like a prepaid credit card.
A secured credit card.
Secured card, yeah. Maybe you could use that to kind of get used to it as you train yourself on that. And perhaps what we're talking about with this lack of the spending sensation, lack of loss when, you know, young people are not experiencing this. Maybe that's one reason why, surprise, surprise, the 18 to 29-year-old demographic has the worst delinquency rates when it comes to credit cards, with 9.36% of those in that age bracket being what they call delinquent, again, with...
That's terrible.
Yeah, with more than 90 days late payments. As compared to folks over the age of 70, they're probably a little more financially responsible with only 4.26%. So there's a scale, and obviously the younger you get, the worse you are with this.
These people are getting really, really a bad deal, and I feel like it sounds really mean when you keep just saying they're irresponsible. Like, a lot of bad stuff is happening all at once to these people. The supply chains are messed up. They weren't allowed to work.
But these people had this problem before COVID. I mean, we've been talking about Americans' credit card debt and debt in general, right? Because you also have home loans, you also have car loans, you also have school loans, and all of these things weigh on people and they make life very, very difficult. And people are not taught financial responsibility in government school. And that's what most people go to. People are taught how to write a check. That's what they taught me in school, was how to write a check. They taught us a little bit about APR, and that's about it. There was nothing that encouraged people
to... I didn't get taught any of that.
Yeah.
High school.
There was nothing that encouraged people to budget, to figure out how much they're spending, to cut back on things that are unnecessary.
I had investments classes in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
And they taught you some of this stuff?
Sure.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
That's unusual.
Well, I had a business math. I was in a business-oriented math high school direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a business math class or two, and then I had a history class. It was actually half the year was history, half the year was economics, and in the economics section we had a big investments, stock market, how it all works, stocks, bonds. And
I would be really interested if you could find out if your high school you went to still teaches those things, because it sounds unheard of.
That teacher's retired, so I don't know who took his place. And
well, plus, you shouldn't have to learn about invest. I don't know jack diddly about, you know, what a futures or a derivatives or, you know, all these different terms are. I know nothing about it. But I can tell you how to, you know, not spend more than you earn. I'm talking about the most basic level of how to save and take care of stuff.
Home ec, right?
Maybe. And I don't know. I
think home ec's gone too, isn't it?
Home ec is like really not a big thing anymore. It's always an elective. It's one that
it's
I never
required.
Had to take. Was not required for
no,
me.
No, we had to take it, and I loved it because the school always smelled like brownies and stuff because they always make cookies and brownies and stuff. It was nice.
Yeah, I never had that. But if you've been through this, if you've been fiscally irresponsible and you learned how to do it right, give us a call. I'd love to hear your story. You're welcome to maybe share your tips for folks out there, because there are a lot of people that are suffering from this, Bonnie, and they're suffering because they never learned. It's not to say they can't learn. You know, ignorance is curable. And most people, I think, are just financially ignorant. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're stupid. I think that they never had this information. Their parents didn't know it. And they sure as hell, the government doesn't want to tell them because the government wants you enslaved.
I had a friend of mine a couple weeks ago reach out to me and say, how do I fix my credit's pretty good. I have a 640 credit score. How do I get it higher? I'm like, 640 credit score sucks.
That's
sucks
really bad, right?
Yeah.
This one is not as bad as like 580 or whatever, but it's not great.
Yeah.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Hour number three is also on the way. We'll talk about a California magazine ban overturned.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.